Good to see you today. We hope that you've had a great week and are enjoying the beautiful sunshine today. This morning, I wonder if you'd please take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. The book of Isaiah, chapter 35. I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of the Lord's highway. There's a lot of different directions that we can take in this world, and a lot of different areas we can go, a lot of different ways we think that we can get there. But if we want to have eternal life, there's only one way to go, and that's God's way. And He has a highway that the Word of God tells us is straight. He has a highway that is narrow, which means we can't wander around a lot. But we've got to stick close with God, and we've got to walk in His path and go His direct route that He wants us to go. And the highway that He leads us to is called the highway of holiness. And it becomes important that we understand what holiness really is. Holiness is simply allowing the Spirit of God to change us, to cleanse us, to restore us, and to renew us into the image of God. And then to love the things that God loves and to hate the things that God hates. And you know, if we will simply do that in our Christian lives, we will find that the Spirit of God blesses us and He helps us to be able to live a life that honors Him. You see, God does not want to make things difficult for us. He wants things for us to be as simple as is possible. And I, for one, am grateful for that, being a very simple-minded individual. And I think that if we were to go around this room, there are many of us that would say, I'm so glad that God makes things simple. Because to be honest with you, folks, we're common folks. All right? And the Holy Spirit is the one then who speaks to our hearts, who gives us direction in our lives. And He wants to keep us centered on that road that is straight, that road that is narrow, that road that leads to His presence forever. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 8 through 10, tell us a little bit about the Lord's highway. So let's look at what this says. Isaiah chapter 35, beginning with verse 8. And a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor any vicious beast go upon it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion. With everlasting joy upon their heads, they will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we understand this morning that You love us and that You desire to have us as a part of Your family. And that, Lord, You love to have communion with us. Lord, we know that You're not a God who is not touched with our pains, with our frustrations and our disappointments, but You are a God who is deeply grieved when we suffer. And Father, You are a God who is deeply pained when we wander. And so today, I pray that You would help us to understand your way just a little bit better, that we might truly honor you in every step that we take. We'll give you praise for that. For it's in Jesus' glorious and holy name we pray. Amen. You will notice that according to this eighth verse that there is a way that God has established for us to be able to really honor Him. And it's a highway. It's not the low road, it's the high road. And it's called the highway of holiness. You see, many people try to travel the low road on this world of self-seeking, of trying to get everything that they want. I want this. I want wealth. I want popularity. I want, whatever, material goods. I want all of these things. And we don't often have a great passion to have God and to make Him everything in our lives, to make Him the passion of who we are. And that is, it's the low road when we choose to be self-seeking or we choose sinful things that lead to destruction. God's holy way, you see, is a way of purity. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And when describing the events that had taken place with many Gentiles in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 9, Peter stands up and he says, "God has put no difference between the Gentiles and us, purifying their hearts by faith." You see, the way of God's holy way is a way of purity. It is a submission to God that leads to eternal life. When we commit ourselves totally to God's will, we are enabled, or we are placed, if you will, on the Lord's highway. And we're no longer on the low road that leads to death, but we're on the highway that leads to eternal life. And if we're on that road, we want to do everything that we can to stay there. Because this world's going to try to pull us off and going to try to get us to take a different route. But God's way is straight. God's way is narrow. But God's way is rewarding. And we need to always remember that. The true rewards of this life are not in how much money we make, how much is in our bank account. It's not in how many friends we have. It's in whether or not we have the right relationship with God. Because you see, the only thing that we'll take to heaven is Jesus Christ. That's all. I'm always intrigued when they find a new grave. I'm not sure, tomb, I guess, is probably a better term. When there have been these Egyptian mummies, and when they start to go through some of these tombs, they find all these crazy things that these guys are taking with them to heaven. X number of cats. How many cats are going to be in heaven, Andrew? None. How many dogs are going to be in heaven? But they'll take strange things. They will put in these tombs certain foods so that they don't go hungry on their journey to the next world, They'll place cats there. They would embalm cats because they were a sign of all kinds of of things back in Egyptian times. And so they would take their cats and embalm them and put them in that tomb with them. They would put money in with them. You know, I don't know what they're planning on buying, but nonetheless, that's what they would do. And people would think, you know, I've got to have all this wealth here so that I can pay for the journey there. But that's not God's way. God's way is that we have a wealthy soul, a wealthy spirit that only comes from submission to Him and being able to walk in a fashion that honors Him. Because that's all we're going to take, folks, when we get to heaven. That's all we're going to take. And that's the only thing that's going to get us there is a right relationship with God. And God's highway is a holy way. It's called the way of holiness. Secondly, we find that God's way as well is an infallible way. Again, that eighth verse goes on, it says, and a highway will be there and roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. You know, that in some ways does not mean fools as we think of those who deny God. You know, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We're not talking that kind of a fool, but what we're talking about is the simple-minded. The simple-minded on this road are not going to err. If they simply follow the little things of God, they'll not be making mistakes. They'll walk on that road, and they'll stay on that road, and they'll not make wrong turns. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like this. What's this called? Aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like this aisle. This aisle goes straight from up there, right straight out. You know, out of the big double doors there. Now, if I go back to where Bill is, Bill Sybil. If I go back there and turn left, I'm going to run into a wall. All right? That's what's going to happen. If I go back to Bill and I turn right, I'm going to run into a wall. But if I take this way back, it'll take me out of this room. All right? The way of the Lord is a straight way, and even as simple-minded as I am, I know that I can get God's direction and where He wants me, God's destination, if I follow the path that He has established. And He's not going to allow me to be wandering all over the place. What is the easiest way to get back there? A straight line. Are you sure?
Well, I think so. You might have a different idea.
Bill is thinking, so we're all probably in trouble here. All right? No. But it wouldn't be very bright for me to want to get to that doorway and to go through this pew and then turn and come back through this pew and go across here and then, you know, make these wonderful folks move so that I can get through there and then come over this way. That'd be kind of foolish, wouldn't it? That would be foolish. But that's what people do. In their spiritual life, that's what they do. Instead of just following the straight path that God has set so that anyone could follow it. A simple-minded individual like myself can follow that straight path. People want to wander. And I mean, they'll wander all over the place. Some of them will take the detour of drugs. Some of them will take the detour of alcohol. Some of them will take the detour of immorality and impure relationships. Some of them will take the detour of wealth and seeking all that they can get for themselves. Some of them will take the detour of self and think that somehow they're going to get there when it's just simple. Go straight. Go God's way. And you'll get to God's destination. And when you get to God's destination, all things will make total and perfect sense. You see, it's infallible. If you go God's way, you're going to reach God's destination. The third thing that we notice out of this particular passage is that God's way is also guarded. It is a guarded way. In verse 9, it tells us, on God's highway there will be no lion there. There will not be any vicious beasts there. In other words, God keeps that which is harmful to us away from us. The picture that comes to my mind is that Peter talked about the influence of Satan. And he said, look, he's like a roaring lion that goes around seeking whom he may devour. He goes around like a lion. You know what? He's not even allowed on God's highway. There'll be no lions there. When we get to our destination, we'll have the Lion of Judah, who is Jesus, who will be the great protector for all time. He will be the King of all kings. But on God's road, there will be no vicious beasts to try to destroy us. And the picture here that Isaiah is trying to make, he's trying to bring a word picture of the things that people were most afraid of. Things that would scare people the most. And he says, look, you don't have to worry about those things. They're not going to be on that road because God protects his way. The psalmist said it this way, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. When we go God's way, we have God's presence. When we go another way, there's no assurance. Follow God's highway. It's straight, but it leads us straight to eternal life. The very last thing that we see is that God's highway is as well a happy way. How many here want to be happy in life? All right, let me ask you this then. How many here want to be happy after this life? Yeah, we want to be happy after this life. You want to know something? There'll be no happiness in hell. None. But heaven will be a place of joy. It'll be a place of celebration. It'll be a place of fellowship. It'll be a place of beauty. It'll be everything that we could possibly dream of, multiplied by hundreds of thousands. That's what heaven will be. And God's highway wants to take us to that kind of a destination. But also, not only when we get there, but here and now. God wants us to have a sense of joy. Notice, excuse me if you would, verse 10. It says, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Wow. That's what I want. I want joy. There's a chorus that we used to sing all the time. It says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Comes right out of the Psalms. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy is trust and confidence in God. And God responds to our trust and our confidence in Him with His presence. That's how He responds to that. And His presence is the presence of joy. Joy does not depend upon our circumstances. Happiness may depend on our circumstances. Joy doesn't. Joy is that calm, peace, and understanding that no matter what we face in this life, God is with us. God's way. When we do things God's way, He blesses our lives. Follow Him. Yes, the road is straight and it is narrow. And yes, we can't wander all over the place and do things our own way. But we also don't have to worry about being lost. Follow Him. Let's stand. I want to thank you for being here today. And I just encourage you, follow God's leading, His direction. He'll never lead you astray. Shall we pray? Our precious Father, I thank You for these who have come here today. I thank You for their lives, for their influence, because, Lord, every individual in this room today is an influencer in one way or another. And they are either going to influence for good or they're going to influence for evil. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us may influence for good and make a difference in this world for You and for Your cause. And so, Lord, please give us Your help, Your guidance, Your grace, and Your strength. Keep us on Your highway so that we can be protected and guarded at all moments. Now, Lord, watch over us as we live for You this day, for it's in Your awesome and holy name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Live for Jesus today. Thank you.